This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, the 19th of July. Hi, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, the Jays. Victoria Keelan as well. All of us successful, I think, and are trying to be. The success that we measure, I think, comes from criticism. Don't you, ladies, when you think about it? Think about the people that you know who are successful in life. Depending, and your measure of success could be any number of things. But if you're not doing anything, you don't get criticized. If you're doing something and it makes you a success, there's always going to be somebody who takes a shot at you, right? There's always, that's just, I guess, human nature.
Usually, although, yeah.
Yeah, right. So feel good about your success. Speaking of success, a group of Texas Democrats who left the state to block the voting reform bill aren't going back. How's this going to work? I'm wondering. Somebody
well,
in
if they
the,
go back there, you might get arrested, is the thing. So what happened is
so
that...
So is this appropriate, I guess, is the question, Jennifer.
No, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, imagine if Republicans who are in the minority in Congress walked off the job. What would people be saying about that? Republicans are the minority in the state legislature in Texas. They don't have enough votes to block the bill that is, I mean, like the most, you know, crushing thing about it is that it requires you put your last four digits of your social security number or your driver's license number on your ballot, and that they eliminate drive-through ballot collecting unless you have a disability. So those are the two most stringent things about this voter rights bill. And so the Democrats didn't want it to go through, so they knew that if they didn't show up, there wouldn't be a quorum for Republicans to vote. So they all boarded a plane, $100,000 to charter two planes. They went to Washington, D.C. They took a lot of selfies on that plane. None of them were wearing a mask. They were drinking beer, or at least they had beer in a passenger seat. I don't know. I'm assuming it was consumed at some point. They went to Washington, D.C. They met with the vice president. They sang their songs about We Shall Overcome. And they were told to come back to work. They didn't come back to work. And there's a law in Texas that said if the state legislature or lawmakers don't show up for work, that they can be arrested for dereliction of duty. So the governor's like, get back to work or we're going to arrest you when you touch down in Texas. Some of them still not coming back to work. And now five of them have tested positive for COVID-19 after they left. And they've even exposed the vice president, Kamala Harris, who's now expected to get checked out at Walter Reed because she was hanging out with them this week talking about how courageous and brave they were. So it's kind of a mess, and we'll see what happens once they do decide to make that return trip home.
All right, so the status of Ron DeSantis as the governor of Florida, there seems to be the up and down. He's now been ripped by certain Democrats, as you might expect, because of his response to the virus. There are some who want to sort of link him to misinformation about the virus. So where is this just more politics? Looks to me
I
like
I don't know
it's just
who
more.
You'd be talking about. I know I'm not sure who those people
well,
are.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is on his case, trying to make the case for him. You know, she's one of the biggest phonies.
She's the one who handed the questions for the debate to Hillary Clinton to try to.
Yeah. Well, she's the one who engineered Hillary Clinton getting the nomination in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
go ahead.
What I can tell you the story was about Ron DeSantis this weekend anyway, and I'm not sure about all that other stuff, is that that he spoke, he did a speech, and he was at the Student Action Summit, which is a Turning Point USA event, which was held in Florida. And he said that we are the state of freedom, not Fauciism. And I guess they sold a ton of Don't Fauci My Florida merchandise. That's what DeSantis is making some money on right now. And Florida, look, they've had their ups and downs with COVID, but when you compare it, the only state that you can compare Florida with, in my mind, is California, because it is the same size, except Florida has more of an aging demographic. California shut down for a year and a half. Florida stayed open for most of that time. Florida had less deaths than California. So for the people that want to jump on Ron DeSantis, he gets the last laugh at the end. And Andrew Cuomo was one of them. Well, he was sticking people in nursing homes to die and has to answer for 9,000 deaths. Ron DeSantis was really taking a lot of heat from Andrew Cuomo. And he came out looking like he knew what was right. And so I think DeSantis is a real threat to the Democrats, because I think if Trump is out of the picture, he is going to be the person that conservatives look to take this party into 2024.
Yeah, yep. He's going to have some issues with, you know, one in five new cases of COVID is in Florida. So he's going to have some explaining to do with that.
I think it's going to all be about, look, the disease is a disease. You're
right,
not shutting
the aging
the door
population
to it.
Of Florida. Is
yeah, and they
factor.
Did okay the last time around, so I think we'll see what he does again. I know he's not going to close down the state, and I think that's absolutely appropriate. I mean, Florida right. businesses are at least profiting and on the right side of the economy.
And let's go back to California, because there are fires and evacuations to talk about. Where specifically in California are these going on? Because I know they've closed down a lot of highways. It's from dry lightning and not having been set. None of these fires were set. Does that happen?
I don't know about none of them. I don't know if anybody's prepared to say that, but there have been some lightning strike fires. A lot of them are up in Northern California. In fact, almost all of them. I can't think of one burning in Southern California, but there are mm-hmm. evacuations in order. Probably the biggest one of note, which we talked about a little bit last week, is the complex fire that two fires have burned together, which is on the California-Nevada border. That has been mostly burning in rural areas of California, but still, because of that, they don't know how much destruction's actually there yet. So the fires that are burning right now, Dixie Fire, that's in Plumas and Butte counties. There's the Beckwith Complex, that's the one in Plumas and Lassen County that we talked about. The Tamarack Fire Complex in Alpine County, the Lava Fire in Sicayu County, and the Salt Fire in Shasta County. So those are the main ones.
I'm sick of you, so go move to Siskiyou.
I think it's Siskiyou. Siskiyou.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the situation with DACA, and that became sort of a buzzword when the Trump presidency was in vogue, and what they did and didn't do. So what's the latest? Because now there are others who are trying to figure out whether this should be prominent again, right? This is all about the children.
This was introduced under the Obama administration, and I don't understand why people are so shocked about this. So the headline on Friday afternoon was that a federal judge said that DACA was illegal and blocked all applications and said that the program is not, it just wasn't legal, and so it was shut down. And everybody started, like, freaking out, going, oh, DACA illegal. Well, remember when Obama created DACA? The big argument was that he knew it wasn't going to be. Remember? He said, we're doing this. Yeah.
Can I interrupt you? Yeah.
Sure.
The way you just said that reminded me of how you say cucumber.
How you say cucumber?
Sorry. There's a right into the... Go ahead. Back to what you were saying.
I mean, I don't understand. I remember when Obama was president, and he said something to this exact... this was his, like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he said. He said something along the lines of, we are doing this now temporarily because Congress must act. This is not going to stand up in the courts. That was right. What he said about the Dream Act. So about the Dreamers. So the fact that people are now acting surprised that a judge finally said that DACA is illegal.
Well, I think the judge actually said no new applications were allowed.
Well,
I think it's 600,000, right, of people who are already sort of in the system. But I think he's shutting the program down,
essentially. So he's saying that you can't have any more.
No new, but the people in there can go through the process.
Well, the question is, what's going to happen with those
people? And that is up to Congress.
That's always been the question.
Right, mm-hmm. And that is up to Congress. And so, yeah, and they don't do anything. So here we are.
All right.
It just shows you how slow the court system can be. I mean, Obama did this, 2012, I think? And here we're just getting
early
to
on.
10 years later?
Yeah. Speaking of what was done during the Obama administration, actually there's been a focus on this in a number of administrations, I don't have to be a fan. I don't have to say, oh, I didn't really like him. I don't have to do any of that stuff. I don't think you preface a conversation with something like that, because I think there are good and bad in all these people that do these things and all the folks that are in government. Having said that, the situation with Cuba that seems to be warming back up again, that is attention on Cuba, should we have relations with them? I thought it was interesting that AOC said, quote, the U.S. embargo is absurdly cruel. All right, so where do we go from there, Jennifer? Are we going to pay attention to it because
AOC,
all of a sudden AOC is interested in that?
Well, look, we're paying attention to Cuba because thousands of people are in the streets protesting for their freedom. They're protesting because they want to adapt America's way, which is why it makes me go apoplectic when we talk about the government censoring what we say on social media, because the people of Cuba would love to be in the country that we used to know, that we're letting slip away. And we are going to be the ones who are going to be fighting on the streets for bread and medicine if we're not careful, because we're allowing way too much socialism and Marxism in our system, mostly from the people like AOC. So what she says, I don't listen to, but what she is trying, the point she is trying to make is that the embargoes are somehow starving the Cuban people. No, it is the Cuban government that is starving the Cuban people. I almost lost my mind when I was listening to Geraldo Rivera talk about this on Friday, and he said, well, we need to end the embargo because, and he got pushback because, of course, when you end the embargo, the only people being enriched, as Obama's administration will tell you, are the government. That's why Joe Biden hasn't lifted the embargo, because when Obama did it and sat and watched baseball games with the Castros, he was giving money to them, and the people were still starving. And so Geraldo's answer to the pushback about how that's, you know, that is true, he says, yes, the government will just enrich itself and continue to starve its people. But he said, at least if you have tourism in there, you know, maybe they can get some tip money. So what you're telling me is, instead of empowering these people to get freedom and to take back their government, we're going to let them just scour around for a few bucks thrown at them from a cruise ship? I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Perplexing. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria. Jay comes up with the trending items in a few moments here. Right now, a reminder about how to keep your nose clean, literally and figuratively. Make sure the things that you breathe are coming through a resource that is clean, i.e. your nose, so that you don't have, you know, the nose has hair and all kinds of other things in there that are supposed to protect you to a point. But they can't keep out bacteria and viruses and stuff. All that stuff goes through your nose and makes you vulnerable. So it makes good sense to keep your nose clean, as it does makes good sense to wash your hands and your face and brush your teeth morning and night. Proper nasal cleansing is so easy now because you have the Navage device. N-A-V-A-G-E. Please do yourself a favor. See how easy this works, how inexpensive it is to get into it, and how you will find results or your money back. That's the bottom line. Help yourself. Navage, no questions asked, guarantee of satisfaction. Buy it now. Try it now. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. This is Indeed.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour here on the DJV program. Literally, you're in the clubhouse, and the club is talking about the paparazzi. How did that name? I want to know. I want to have this conversation with Jay and Victoria. Where did that term come from? What happened to photographers? Kind of like,
wasn't that a Fellini reference?
What, paparazzi?
Yeah, I believe so.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I'll look it up. Go ahead, continue.
I think I was absent that day. No, I want to hear from the two of you on that. It reminds me of those terms that are overused and they seem to come from nowhere. Like instead of a plant closing down, now the buzzword is shuttered, which means nothing, really. Shut down, close, what happened to those terms? Why do we have new language? Well, we should explore that, and maybe we can around some other things that are trending on social media right after this.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
All right, Jay. Blake Lively has accused the Fellini photographers of doing what? I'm saying that sort of tongue-in-cheekishly because Victoria actually has figured out what the derivation of the term paparazzi is. So you want to explain that before we talk about Blake Lively?
Well, it comes from, if people are wondering where that word comes from, it comes from a Fellini movie called La Dolce Vita. It's from 1960. And there was
a character. Which means the good life, right? That means the good life in time. Yeah.
And so there was the character was who was a news photographer. His name was Paparazzo in the movie, and so that's kind of how paparazzi is the plural. And the reason paparazzo or paparazzi, the word, it actually Fellini used it because it's the word that describes the buzzing, annoying sound that like a mosquito or a bug will make, and so that's where it comes from. Which it's pretty
very
apropos
annoying.
For like TMZ cameras, right?
Or all those phony photographers. Okay, so with that in mind, here's the Blake Lively story, Jay.
Yeah, she was out with her kids that she has with Ryan Reynolds, and some paparazzi or a paparazzo was jumping in and out of the bushes, hiding, jumping out, taking pictures. Normally, when she's with her kids, she'll approach the paparazzi and she'll say, you know, I'll give you a photo. Just let me step away from my children. She doesn't want her kids photographed, and she hates that there are still tabloids that will post kids without permission. And so she commented on a Daily Mail Australia social media site and was saying that the photos that they combined together were one with her kids and the other one where she looks like she's smiling and waving. She's like, that's very deceitful. That's not what happened. Focus on who you're employing. And then she also asked fans to not support any publication that puts out photos of kids. She's like, there's so many outlets that do not do this. They do not have that in their platform. Support those companies. Stop.
Some countries have laws that you have to blur out the kid's face. I think in France and maybe even in England, I'm not sure. But over here there's nothing that protects children, which is pretty
awful. This one was Daily Mail Australia.
All right, so the photographers have taken pictures of Camille Cosby, Bill's wife, without the wedding ring. What's the significance, according to trending stories, of that, Jay?
Well, the fact that her wedding ring has never left her hand, even when Bill was getting arrested, when he was released and she welcomed him home, that ring was always there. So when she was spotted out in New York just a few days ago without the ring, it had a lot of people talking, but Bill Cosby's rep, Andrew Wyatt, says no, folks just feel like reading into stuff. There's nothing going on. Their marriage is fine.
All right. There it is. For those of you who are sweating the marriage of Bill Cosby to his wife, you don't have to sweat anymore. Everything is A-okay, according to Jay. A little poetry there, 28 past the hour.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hours before a shooting took place at the Washington Nationals baseball game on Saturday, shutting down the game, a six-year-old child was shot and killed Friday in a drive-by shooting in southeast Washington, D.C. Her grandmother, Andrea Courtney, has some words on Fox News to the people that did this.
I pray that when they close their eyes at night, they see her face. When they wake up, they see her face and find it in their heart to turn themselves in. I'm praying for that. I'm praying for justice for my granddaughter.
Police released a video of the suspect vehicle, a gray or silver four-door sedan. Naya Courtney was just 6 years old. A Tokyo court gave prison terms for the American father and son accused of helping Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, escape to Lebanon while awaiting trial in Japan. Michael Taylor was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison, while his son Peter was sentenced to a year and 8 months. Gozen was charged with underreporting his compensation and a breach of trust in using Nissan Motor Company money for personal gain. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The 5th Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month also discussed America's re-entry into the Paris Agreement. Former Hollywood A-lister and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists are trying to sell the world.
I hear environmentalists talking about the existential threat of climate change. The existential threat. We are going to be eliminated. And what does the public hear? The icebergs are melting, the rainforests are burning, the coral reefs are dying, the polar bears are starving, our cities will be flooded, and our farms will dry up, and our coastlines will be wiped out. And there will be famine and starvation, and people will be fleeing the heat and the rising water, and there will be wars. And by the way, don't use fossil fuels. Don't use plastic. Don't eat meat. Is it any wonder that people are confused and tuned out? This movie doesn't have a storyline except constant alarm, which cannot be sustained.
Every speaker brought a climate story ranging from politics, business, finance, science, activism, and innovation, encouraging positive communication. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program, Monday the 19th. Hi, it's July, you know that, although you can't tell. There's very little that I mask, as the ladies will tell you. Victoria Keelan J. Kirshner here with me in this half hour of the program. I don't mask my feelings. I don't mask my thoughts. That's what makes this a real radio program. It's real. All of us are real people with real lives, real emotions, real thoughts. And so, for me, as a broadcaster, to want to be consistent, that's one of the most important things about, I think, if I have success over 55 or 56 years of being on the air, I've always been consistent. Consistently inconsistent, because I don't have, you know where I'm coming from. I'm very spontaneous, and I'm not predictable, and maybe that's part of what has made me successful. Anyway, whatever it is, I'm telling you right now that I have become extraordinarily depressed by the reality that I have confronted, and I'm sure there are millions of other people, and that's why I'm having the conversation, because there are millions of other people, perhaps hundreds of thousands listening to me, who have gone through or are going through the same thing day in and day out. You know, I know enough about psychology had enough therapy to know that you're affected by all kinds of things. And one of them really is the weather. The weather has been awful. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons, Victoria and Jay, that I have come down with this sort of summer, whatever it is that I have, because I don't get sick. I have, thankfully, a very strong immune system. And I think that's what propels me into being able to do all the things that I do. But I will tell you, looking at this rain, being out in it, driving it, trying to do things, and maybe that's coupled with the frustration of not being able to do anything on the farm because you can't. There's nothing. And even when the rain stops, it'll be days before we can get on most of the fields. So it has weighed heavily on me. And people say, well, if that's the worst thing going on in your life. But it's only a reflection. Depression is a reflection of what the overall tone of your life is. So people don't feel well. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit was telling me off the air about his mom being in the hospital and what affected her. All of the things, there are a myriad of things that, you know, make us complicated beings. We are. We're complicated human beings. So to have, you know, I feel badly about Jay, who didn't feel well. She has a headache, migraines and stuff, and that's got to take its toll. Whatever it is, Victoria has had these allergies that have been bothering her. You know, you could say, well, there are a lot worse things. You could be worse off. That's not the point. The point is we react to our surroundings, and we live in a world that is not vapid. There's lots going on. And the thing that's bothering me right now is the weather, because I can't escape it. You can't do anything about it other than I could get on a plane and go somewhere. I suppose I could do that.
But you're not a housebound type. That's no. Why if it's raining, you escape to a movie theater. So you're not someone
no
who
movies.
Wants to
it's,
hang
yeah.
out in your house.
No.
Yeah,
sit around, watch TV and stuff.
So I get it. My dad is the same way. I mean, oh, my yeah. God. The thought of my dad having to, like, sit down in the house for, you know, hours if it was raining.
The one exception to that, Victoria, is if I have, like, on a day like today, I might take a nap. And I'll read a book. I'll grab a book or a magazine or something that I'm reading. And I'll put my head or wrap it around whatever the story is. And then I'll go to sleep with that story on my mind. And that's probably the only time that I don't mind being sort of here, because you can always find something good to read where you put your imagination to work. And I think a lot of the things that we talk about on the air also propel me into thinking about stuff. So I just wanted people to know that it's okay to feel this way and to express your feelings if that's the way you're feeling, because that's what I'm feeling too. All right, here's something else I feel strongly about. You know, we were talking earlier. I'm going to guarantee, almost give you an ironclad guarantee that there isn't another radio program or a newspaper or anybody who's taking advertising money from Walmart that told the story today about the $125 million award that went to the lady who'd worked for, 20-some-odd years for Walmart. She had Down 16, syndrome.
Yeah, 16 years, yep.
They messed with her schedule, and it screwed up her life. And so they fired her. And so what you see today all over the place is Walmart and the massive sales that there are, markdowns, TVs, all that stuff, all over every newspaper, all over every television program, all over every news site, not one word about the $125 million that they had to pay because of their, and I'm going to, this is nice, irresponsible management, callous,
yeah,
cold.
I mean, they violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's a huge...
Yeah. But that's not the story. The story is they're having a big sale.
Right, well...
You know, screw them.
Look, it's not like they showed any contrition in their statements, even though they were through their lawyers. All the lawyers didn't say, this wonderful, loyal employee who gave us 16 years...
They could have made it
and
much
is
better.
Working, and let's be honest, you know, and is working through some real challenges, you know, mm-hmm. and has been, by all reports, a wonderful employee. They had no loyalty to her, and they discriminated against her, and then they illegally fired her, and yeah. and all she wanted was her job back. Like, she didn't even ask for
money.
It was
the lawyers figured
this
out.
This is so insulting on so many levels, and it makes me happy that I've never been to a Walmart.
Me either.
In my entire life, I've never been in a Walmart.
That sounds arrogant. It's like me saying I've never
it's
been
It's not
in
arrogant.
McDonald's.
There just isn't one around me. I mean, I guess there is
no.
one now.
There's
but
plenty
I just,
of them
I've
around
never
me.
Had. Yeah, I'll go to Target any day.
Yeah. All right. Ashton Kutcher.
I guess we're not getting Walmart to advertise with us anytime.
Well, I told you the story about what happened. This was a long. This was 15, maybe more, maybe 18 years ago. They had Walmart bought a year-long advertising contract with me. They do a lot of radio advertising, and because the program's heard down in Bentonville, which is the headquarters for Walmart, I had said something on the air, pretty consistent. With, you know, I'm a rural guy. I like rural America. I like small stores. I like the small drugstore that doesn't exist anymore, the small hardware store that hardly exists anymore, all the small mom-and-pop operations. I love them. And Walmart has consistently and systematically destroyed that fabric all across the country. Now, a lot of people say, oh, things are much cheaper. Well, okay, so I guess I understand Victoria schools me on this all the time when I talk about eating cheap food because that's all people can afford. Well, most of the stuff you buy in a Walmart is discretionary. So do you need whatever it is? Can you go somewhere else and find the same quality for the same price? These days you can because Walmart has become, you know, like a lot of the other big outfits. They got you in a corner and now you pay for it. That's basically the bottom line. Anyway, why did I get off on that tangent? I wanted to talk about Ashton Kutcher. Why did I go to the Walmart? I don't know. It just bothers me.
No, I think because you just saw an ad that popped up for their summer sales.
Yeah. Okay, so Ashton Kutcher, who's a very, very smart guy, no matter how you slice it, this kid, he's not a kid anymore, but he seemingly has been pretty smart and has figured out things all through his life. So he apparently, ladies, bought a ticket to go on the next flight, the Virgin Galactic flight. And now he sold the ticket back to the company because his wife, Mila Kunis, said, I don't want you to do it.
No, she said now's not the time. Yeah. Not that he can't do it for forever, just right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get this. I totally get this. Well,
yeah.
Because I have friends with little kids, and this is the kind of stuff that comes up. Like, no, honey, you're not going to go bungee jumping in Australia when we have a 2-year-old at home. You know, I mean, these are the types of conversations.
Well,
I don't know.
But
Jay,
is it that dangerous?
Any,
I guess that would be my question.
Adrenaline junkie, you know, tendencies. But yeah,
it's still so unknown. There's still so much unknown.
Yeah.
Wait till the kids are a little bit older. But it is a good thing that he sometimes listens to his wife and sometimes doesn't. I mean, she told him not to invest in, what was it? Not Uber. He had invested in Uber before they got married. Bitcoin. She told him, don't invest in Bitcoin. That is a dumb decision. And now they buy groceries with Bitcoin. And he turned, what did he have, $60 million into over $200 million?
Yeah. He's really brilliant with investing.
Yeah, very smart. Yeah, and he was cute. The what was that show that they ran around and got people in real life situations? Punk. That's it. Right. That was a good show. I thought that was a very, and it was so him. You could see the glee on his face when he jumps out of wherever he jumps out. It's this thing. I think I like him a lot, and I think one of the things that is cute about them now, that ad for, is it Doritos? You ate them? No,
oh, yeah, with Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
That was a Super Bowl ad.
Well, yeah, but it's been around since.
I know.
It's been around since then.
It's
right.
Still going.
Yep. Johnson & Johnson is recalling 5 spray sunscreens. We'll find out why they are doing that and what you need to know about it. Another Johnson & Johnson, maybe black eye. This company, it kind of reminds me of... what's the name of Spirit Airlines? I say all the time, airline has no reason for being. Johnson & Johnson has really no reason for being. We'll find out the latest from that in a matter of moments. Coming up on 45 after the hour, getting healthy and feeling really good is important for all of us. And so if you're wrestling with weight, as a lot of Americans are right now, and you're not really feeling connected to any program, you don't feel like... You try to find a
way of getting on good diets, lose weight, exercise. Maybe you want to have an operation, whatever it is. It's all going to result in you losing weight. Perfect. Until you get back to your evil ways and the weight comes back again. Aha! What's the way to fix that? Go to toploss.com. Find out about Calitrin. That'll help you keep the weight off from now until the 12th of never. I just have been on Calitrin. I take a couple of them in the morning because they're really good. The collagen protein is good to keep your body tuned up. And four of them at night before I go to bed because, as Victoria and Jay will tell you, they're great aids relaxing your body. The enzymes and proteins that are in them and the aloe vera help to just bring your body down a notch or two or three. And so a lot of good benefits besides helping you keep the weight off. It's good for lots of things because it's all natural. So maybe help yourself to the info and then help yourself to the product. Calitrin is the weight loss formula I'm talking about. Excuse me, no stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. That's why they advertise here because that's what I embrace. Go to toploss.com and get the product info. Buy the product there. Use the DJV code. Get 3 months supply free. All that good stuff. Again, the website is toploss.com.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Okay, so Victoria J. Johnson & Johnson now recalling five spray sunscreens because apparently there's a carcinogen in them. These people just don't get it.
They get caught a lot, right?
Yeah.
I think they get it. I think they get how to scam people. I don't know. This is just Johnson & Johnson is not a company. I don't buy their products if I can avoid it. It's not a company that I like to support. I'm very happy that I did not get their vaccine, too. Even though the vaccine works, but still, just in general, not a company I want to support.
Well, this thing, but these sunscreens apparently have benzene. Now, there's nothing about that word. I don't even know what it is, but it doesn't sound good.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that they own Neutrogena. They own, I think, Aveeno. I mean, there's big brands that Johnson & Johnson owns, and that they're all part of this recall. So I was on the beach on Friday and was talking to a girlfriend of mine. She's like, oh, my God, I just had to go and throw out all of my, all of my Neutrogena and all that other stuff.
No, don't throw them out. Bring them back. Get your money back.
She didn't remember where she bought them all.
That's what they want you to do is throw them out. Yeah, well, so they have to pay you back again. Anyway, you can go to the websites for Neutrogena and for Aveeno to get the story. All right? That's the word to the wise at 10 before the hour.
Gonna shoot your eye down.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, 53 after the hour, it's time for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is going to bring us up to date with what did well at the box office over the weekend. Can you say LeBron James? Let's see how he factored into the results, plus other stories that are important to the movie world, to the video world, to those of you who are stuck watching Netflix. All that stuff is part of what we cover here in just a moment.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. One year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Quality for International.
Even though this brings a different memory into my mind, the more contemporary among us are thinking they're listening to the theme from Space Jam, which in fact they are, but we're also listening to the theme from the cartoons that I grew up on, frankly, and not that they... I look back at them now and I think, my God, look at all the violence there. They, you know, rubbing Donald Duck... not Donald Duck, but Piggy. What's her face? Not Miss Piggy. Porky Pig bonks somebody over the head. Daffy Duck does the same thing. Anyway, so this applies...
I got to say...
Yes.
I am curious. What cartoons do you remember growing up with?
What
you
watched? What
was your favorite?
I remember Roadrunner a lot. I loved Bugs Bunny for whatever the reason. Daffy Duck, all of that stuff. The Warner Brothers.
I got to tell you, I love the Flintstones. When I was in elementary school, before,
but that's your era. You're younger than I am.
Yeah, I used to watch the Flintstones on WPIX Channel 11 in New York every morning before I went to school. And obviously, it was sort of mirrored after the Honeymooners. That's really where they got their blueprint to do it. But it was so well done, and it was really good. Cartoon. But anyway, Space Jam 2 opened over the weekend. It did $31.5 million in business. Warner Brothers seems to be thrilled with that number. Critics were a little hard on it, but I got to tell you, I didn't go to theater to watch it. I did watch it on HBO Max because I have a big 65-inch 4K TV in my ice cream parlor, so I put it on, and I was entertained. I thought for the fan base who either goes to the theater or watches this on HBO Max, they're going to get their entertainment value out of this film. 25 years since the original with Michael Jordan. I think LeBron James did a fine job. He's a good screen presence. He played off the animation very well. What I liked about it, and I found it really unusual in a good way, not only did they use all the Looney Tune characters, Warner Brothers used all their characters, even Pennywise from It and Danny DeVito's Penguin are in this movie in an animation form, which I found pretty funny. I was entertained, so I got to tell you, if you like the first Space Jam, I think this, for the most part, works. The animation's fantastic.
All right. So it did well. What else at the box office? Any surprises?
Now, here's a trend I'm seeing that I think is not good at all for theater owners, and they're complaining aggressively this weekend. It appears almost everything is front-loaded. Okay, Black Widow had an $80 million opening weekend last week. It dropped off 67% week to week. That is the second biggest fall for an MCU that's a Marvel superhero property week to week. So it did $26 million this weekend. It's up to $132 million in 2 weeks. Escape Room 2, which is a horror film, 8.8. Fast and the Furious 9, 7.6, 154 in 4 weeks. And Boss Baby 2 ran out the top five, 4.7, $44 million in 3 weeks. Now, last week, Disney, Doug, reported their streaming numbers. This week, no transparency. They did not, which is frustrating to people who cover the industry and want to understand this new age business model. But last week I said that Disney got 100% of the streaming. It's not accurate. Actually, 15% gets cut off the top. That goes to Fire Stick and some of the other entities that carry the Disney streaming network. So long-term, there's no doubt if the theaters don't come back, the streaming model will work to a point, but not completely. It just will not.
More greed for Disney. That's all it represents to me from what I can see. Anyway. All right, Chugger, thanks for being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.